So Dina, the daughter of Yaakov and Leah, was walking down the street, and the prince of the land, Shechem ben Hamor, sees her, and he's overcome with passion, and he takes her, and he violates her. And then, to add insult to injury, he approaches Yaakov and the Shvatim, who was the father and the brothers of Dina, and he says, "Tell me, stipulate any amount of money or any amount of gifts that you would like to receive, and I'll provide them to you on condition that you give Dina to me in marriage." He asks to marry her. And Yaakov remains silent, but the Shvatim, the brothers of Dina, respond in the following manner. They say, "We agree to let Dina marry you on one condition, that all of the members of your city go through a bris milah." And Shechem agrees, and Shechem and his father convince the entire city to undergo a bris milah. And on the third day of the third day following the bris milah, when they're in the height of their pain, Shimon and Levi mount a surprise attack on the city, and they slaughter every single male in the entire city. Not only do they slaughter every single male in the entire city, they also take captive all of the women and children. They plunder all of the possessions. They take everything that's there. Everything, all the livestock, the money, everything that's valuable, all the women and children, and all the men are dead. So they leave the city basically empty, except for, I guess, a pool of blood. And they return to their brothers and their father, and they're greeted by very strong castigation by Yaakov. And Yaakov says, "What have you done to me? We're so few in number. All of the neighboring cities are going to attack us. How are we going to defend ourselves?" And Shimon and Levi respond, "Hachazayna yasas hachaseinu. Are we going to let our sister be treated like a zayna, like a harlot?" And this narrative abruptly ends. So this narrative is replete with difficulties. The main difficulty that strikes us is, why did Shimon and Levi murder an entire city when only one man was guilty of violating their sister? What justified mass slaughter for the violation of one girl by one man? So the commentaries deal with this, and the Rambam presents the following approach. We know that the nations of the world have seven mitzvahs. They have seven commandments, and the punishment for any one of those commandments being violated is the death penalty. Now, one of those commandments is theft. And Shechem was guilty of theft. He stole a woman that did not belong to him. That's theft. So Shechem was guilty of the death penalty. Now, there's another mitzvah that the nations of the world have, and that is dinim. The Rambam interprets dinim to mean the obligation to set up a court system and to punish anyone who violates any of the other six mitzvahs of the B'nai Noach by putting them to death. So here we have Shechem violating the mitzvah of theft, and now all the other members of the city are obligated in the other mitzvah of the B'nai Noach, which is dinim. They have to take him to trial and convict him and give him the death penalty. They didn't do that. So they violated the mitzvah of dinim. So now the entire city is guilty of violating one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Shechem is guilty of theft, and the rest of the city is guilty of dinim. Yeah?
Doesn't that, the seven Noahide laws apply to women as well as men?
That's correct. So the women are not obligated in dinim, according to the Rambam, because they're not expected to set up a court system on their own. Okay? So that's how the Rambam looks at it. There are different opinions in the Rishonim as to what the mitzvah of dinim actually entails, but this is the Rambam's opinion. And therefore, they were all guilty. Now, the Ramban does not accept this approach, the Rambam's approach, for two reasons. One reason is that if the Rambam is correct, then it was a mitzvah to kill all the members of the city. If it was a mitzvah to kill all the members of the city, then why did Yaakov criticize them? If anything, Yaakov should have led the attack. He was the patriarch of the family. He should have led the attack. And instead of leading the attack, he criticizes them. And if you'll tell me he was afraid, says the Ramban, then he should at least acknowledge the virtue of the sons that he had that weren't as afraid as he was of performing a mitzvah. That's one objection. The second objection the Ramban has is that even though we said that a violation of one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach is subject to the death penalty, that's only an active violation of a negative commandment. So theft, for example, would fall under that category. There's a negative commandment, do not steal. So if you steal, that's subject to the death penalty for the B'nei Noach. But the failure to set up dinim is not an active violation of a negative commandment. The failure to set up dinim is the absence of the fulfillment of a positive commandment. Dinim is a positive commandment. Go set up a court system and prosecute. They fail to perform that positive commandment. The absence of the performance of a positive commandment, says the Ramban, is not subject to the death penalty. And therefore he rejects the approach of the Rambam and presents an entirely different approach, which we don't have time to discuss tonight. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll go through the Ramban's approach tomorrow, either with Rabbi Freundlich or with myself.